Welcome back to the Always Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding the final chapter and the entirety of Maseches Midos. So we're in the last chapter, Perek Hey, and we're doing the last two Mishnayos, Mishnayos Gimel and Daled. So Mishnah Gimel says, Sheish Leshachos Hayu Ba'azara. There were six chambers in the temple courtyard. Shlosh B'Tzafon V'Shlosh B'Darom. Three in the north and three in the south. Shibat Safon, those in the north. Lishkas HaMelach, there was the Chamber of Salt. Lishkas HaParva, the Parva Chamber, and Parva is a proper noun. Lishkas HaMadichim, and the Chamber of those who did the washing. Lishkas HaMelach, the Salt Chamber. Sham Hayu Nosin Melach LaKarbon, that's where they would keep the salt that was for the sacrifices. Lishkas HaParva, and what was the Lishkas HaParva? Sham Hayu Molchin Oros Kadoshim, that's where they would tan the hides of the sacrifices. V'Yalgaga, and on its roof, Hayabes HaTzvil Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. That was where the mikveh was in which the Kohen Gadol would immerse on Yom Kippur. Lishkas HaMadichim, the chamber of those who did the washing. Shesham Hayu Madichin Kirve HaKadashim. That's where they would wash the innards, the intestines of the sacrifices. Umisham Mesiba Ola Lagag Beis HaParva. And from there was a spiral staircase that would go up to the roof of the Beis HaParva, where the mikveh was for the Kohen Gadol. Now, we previously had a mesiba, which we described as a ramp. This one we have described as a spiral staircase, and we'll see why in the Bartonuro momentarily. So, let's actually go to the Bartonuro. First, we have Lishkas HaParva, the Parva Chamber. Adam Mechashev Shishmo Parva Bana Osa Lishka Al Yedei Mechashefus V'Nikres Al Shmo. So this is a very unusual comment. It says that a man named Parva, who was a sorcerer, built that chamber using sorcery, and it was called by his name. And of course, this is inconceivable. If you look in the Tosfos Yontif, it says, "Vani tema shekaimu b'kodesh binyan hanase ayidei kishuf." It says it doesn't make any sense to me that they would keep a building in the sanctuary that was built by way of sorcery. Rather, he says, it's called Parva al shem oros haparasheba. Rather, it's called Parva because of the animal skins, par being a cattle, so because of the cattle skins that were there. So, dumya de chavruse, shinikru al shem masehen. So, it's just like the other chambers, which were called based on their purpose. There was the salt chamber, there was the washing chamber, and this is the hides chamber, so that makes much more sense. But even if you want to say that it was named for a person, it could be we're misunderstanding it, and it doesn't actually mean that he was a wizard. It could just mean he was a particularly clever person, and perhaps he had great engineering skill, and that was what was employed. So we'll see back in the Bartonuro, Varambam Kosov, and the Rambam says, Shahaya Choser Bakir, he says that Parva was a person who broke through the wall, Kedei Liros Misham Hechaya Kohen Oved Ha'avoda V'Naharig Sham. So he broke through the wall in order to see how the Kohanim did the service, and he was killed there. So that's another explanation. So perhaps Parva was the person who built it, either using witchcraft, which is unlikely, or just engineering, which is more likely, or it was somebody who did something in that chamber and it retained his name, or, as the Tosfos Yontif says, it could be that it was actually named after the par, which was the purpose of the chamber because it held the animal skins. Continuing in the Bartonuro, V'Algaga Haya Beis HaTvila LeKohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. On its roof was the mikveh where the Kohen Gadol would immerse in Yom Kippur. Chamesh Tvilos Shetovo Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. Kishu Mishanem Mibigdei Zahav LeBigdei Lavan. Umibigdei Lavan LeBigdei Zahav. So there were five times when the Kohen Gadol would immerse when changing from his gold garments to his white garments and his white garments to his gold garments. Kulam Hayu Algag Beis HaParva. All of these immersions took place on the roof of the Beis HaParva. Lefisha Haisa Mikudeshes Bekedushas HaAzara, because it was sanctified with the holiness of the temple courtyard. Utfilos HaBos Machmas Yom HaKippurim Be'inan B'makam Kodesh. And immersions that the Kohen Gadol would do because of Yom Kippur had to be done on sanctified land, Kedichsiv, as the Torah tells us. Varacha says Basaro B'mayim B'makam Kodesh. So he has to wash his skin in water in a holy place. Chutz mitzvila rishona she'eno ba b'shvil Yom HaKippurim. This excludes the first immersion that the Kohen Gadol would do, which was not because it was Yom Kippur. She'av shar kol yamos hashana ein adam tahar nichnas la'azara ad sheyitbol. because the entire rest of the year also, a person could not enter, even a pure person, could not enter the temple courtyard without first immersing. Hilkach, therefore, tefila rishona ha'yisa b'chol, agave shar hamayim. So the first immersion that the Kohen would do before entering the Yazara took place in a regular mikveh, not on the temple grounds, and that was the one that was at the water gate. Hushar hashlishi shebedarom, that's the third gate in the south. Umein shamayim haya moshach sham, ba'ama haba me'ein itz. And there was a fountain there that was drawn by a channel from me'ein itz, which I'm guessing is the name of a location. B'sham haya tovel tvila harishona, and that's where the Kohen would have his first immersion before entering the Azara. Mesiba, so we said previously that that was a ramp, but in this case we say it's a spiral staircase, the Bar Neuro explains. Binyan avanim alos, megogolos usuvavos, la'alos lagag beis haparva, derech ha-mesiba. So it's a stone building of steps that go around in a circular fashion in order to get to the roof of the Parva chamber. That's Mishnah Gimel. Now we proceed to Mishnah Dalet, which is our final Mishnah in this Masechta. Shebedarom, the chambers in the south. Lishkas Ha'etz, there was the wood chamber. Lishkas Ha'gola, the chamber of the exiles. Lishkas Ha'gazis, and what's called in English the chamber of hewn stone. Lishkas Ha'etz, the wood chamber. Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, shachachti mehaisa mashameshes. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, I forget what his purpose was. Remember that we have a lot of anonymous Mishnayos in this tractate, and they happen to be Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who is relating all these things from the Beis HaMikdash. So when he doesn't remember something, it mentions it. Normally, the Mishnah would not bother to quote someone saying, I don't remember something. So here it's because everything else that's going on around us is him. Abba Sha'ul Omer, Abba Sha'ul says, Lishkas Kohen Gadol. He says that this chamber was in fact the Kohen Gadol's chamber. Ha'isa Achure Shtehen, and it was behind the other two chambers that were in the south. V'gag Shlashtan Shave, and the roof of all three of them was equal. Lishkas Hagola, and the chamber of the exiles. Sham Hayabor Kavua, so there was a well there. V'hagagol Nasunalav, and there was a wheel on top of it. Umisham maspikim mayim l'chol hazara, and that's where they would draw all the water needed for the temple courtyard. Lishkas hagazis, finally the chamber of hewn stone. Sham ha'isas and hedri gedola shel Yisrael yosheves v'dona es hakahuna. That's where the Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court of Israel, would sit, and one of the things they would do, and the thing they did that's relevant to our Masechta, and a thing that they did on a regular basis, is they would evaluate the Kohanim. So when a Kohen would come to serve in the temple for the first time, they would have to check his lineage, as well as to see if he had any disqualifying blemishes, and see if he was able to serve. A quick detour into the Tosfos Yontif before we continue in this Mishnah. Hakahuna, they would examine the Kohanim. V'yas ha-Leviim, and they'd also examine the Leviim. Aval nakad ha-Kohuna b'ovad, l'fi shezos, gam kein ikaris lehem, yoter mebedikas ha-Leviim. But it only mentions checking the Kohanim here because that was a more major part of their job. So that was more significant, so that's what it's discussing in our context. Getting back to the Mishnah. V'chohen shenimse bo psul, if a Kohen was found to be unfit for whatever reason, lovei shchorim u'misatev shchorim v'yosev aholech lo. He would put on black clothes, and he would wrap himself in black, and he would exit and go on his way. V'shalo nimse bo psul, and if they didn't find any disqualification in him, lovei shlavanim u'misatev lavanim, nichnas u'mishamesh im echav hakohanim. So then he would put on white clothes and wrap himself in white, and he would enter the temple and perform the service with his brother Kohanim. The Yom Tov Hayu Osin, and they would make a Yom Tov, they would make a celebration. So this could mean the Kohanim who was found to be qualified to serve, but it could also mean that on a day when no Kohanim were disqualified, the Sanhedrin would make a celebration. So let's say that that's what it means, that the Sanhedrin made the celebration. Shelo nimsa psul bizarro shel Aaron HaKohen. So that the celebration was that they didn't find a disqualification in any of the descendants of Aaron, who was, of course, the first Kohen. V'kach hayu omrim, and this is what they would say. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, blessed is the omnipresent one, blessed be he. Shelo nimsa psul bizarro shel Aaron, that no defect was found in the descendants of Aaron. Ubarachu, and blessed be he, Shabachar ba'aron ubavanav, la'amod l'sharis lefnei Hashem, v'beis kachei hakadashim. And also, blessed be God, that he chose Aaron and his descendants to stand and serve before God in the temple in the Holy of Holies. Let us look at Bart Nuro. Lishkas Hagola, the exile chamber. Al Shem Bur Shekaru Sham Ole Gola, because of the well that was dug there by those who returned from exile. Which, of course, is a strange thing, since the entire temple was built by people returning from exile. Another explanation for the name of this chamber is that it's after the Galgal, the wheel that was on the well. So Gola could be from Galgal and not from Golos, from exile. Continuing in the Bart Nuro, Abba Shaul Omer, Abba Shaul says, so you may recall that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov did not remember the reason for the wood chamber, but Abba Shaul said that was the Kohen Gadol's chamber. Osa Lishkas Ha'etz, Hi Haisa Lishkas Kohen Gadol. So he said that chamber of wood was the Kohen Gadol's chamber. But he Lishkas Parhedrin, and that's the chamber that's known as the Parhedrin chamber, the Tanan Beresh Yuma, which is discussed at the very beginning of Tractate Yuma. And there it says, Shiva Yamim Kodim Yom HaKippurim, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeso, Leleshkas Parhedrin. So it says that 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was removed from his home and taken to stay in this chamber. So it's saying that that chamber is, in fact, the one we're talking about here. So the Kohen Gadol's chamber was behind the other two, but they had an equal roof. Vegag Shloshtan Shave. It says, Kiroi Echad L'Shloshtan. So the Bart Nuro clarifies, that means that there was a single roof for all three of them. So not just that the roof was the same height, it was actually a common roof. Shem Haisa Sanhedrin Gedola Shel Yisrael Yosheves. That's where the Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court of Israel, sat. Betzad HaChol Sheba, on the secular side of it. Lefi Sheliskas HaGazis Haisa Chatzeha Bekodesh VeChatzeha BeChol. Because the Chamber of Hewn Stone was built half on the sanctified land and half on the non-sanctified land. UbaChatzeha Shel Kodesh Lo Haya Efshar LeSanhedrin LeSheves. And the Sanhedrin were not permitted to sit on the sanctified side. She'ein yeshiva ba'azara el-lamalchei beis David bilvad. Because only kings of the Davidic dynasty, kings who were descended from David, were permitted to sit in the temple courtyard. Dichsiv, as we see in Sefer Shmuel, v'yavo hamelach David, v'yeshiv lefnei Hashem. So David came, and he was able to sit before God. Other people were not permitted to do so. All right. That is the end of the Mishnah, that is the end of the Perek, and that is the end of the Masechta. Thank you for joining us. Come back tomorrow, and we will begin Maseches Kinim.